important for the young of Bunisport to learn to navigate the dark, to wake themselves to a broader mode of seeing. Only the pulpit and the intricate wood carvings on the walls are well lit. The carvings depict small boats on storm-tossed seas and spindly shapes beneath the water, moving up toward them. They depict figures that might be men, entangled with figures that definitely aren't, in what might be combat or coitus. The carvings have been here even longer than Mr. Peake, but despite their decades on dry land, they still smell of driftwood. Finally, Krot arrives at the door in the floor. He's been down the staircase dozens of times, but it still gives him the creeps. It seems to go on forever, winding down into the dark before depositing him in a vast underground cavern that dwarfs the building above. Half the space is taken up by a stone floor, lined with torches. A large pool of water dominates the other half. A small island stands in the middle, little more than a mound of sandy earth above the surface. A rope bridge extends from the stone floor to the island, where three tall wooden posts have been driven into the ground. The posts are old, the wood splintered and dark. Once all the kids have filed into the chamber, Mr. Peake walks to the head of the bridge, raises his hood, and holds his arms aloft.